Today, authorities in Santa Barbara County, California, announced they're filing criminal charges against singer Michael Jackson.
An arrest warrant for Mr. Jackson has been issued on multiple counts of child molestation. The bail amount on the warrant has been set at $3 million.
That's Sheriff Jim Anderson at a news conference earlier today. Michael Jackson was shooting a music video in Las Vegas yesterday when law enforcement officers descended on his Neverland Ranch with a search warrant. Joining us now to talk about the case is Richard Winton, who writes for the Los Angeles Times. Richard, there didn't seem to be a whole lot of details coming out of officials there in Santa Barbara today. What do you know about the charges against Michael Jackson?
What we do know is that he's being charged under a California penal code section called Section 288, which is talks about lewd and lascivious acts with a child who is under the age of 14. They haven't identified the sex or virtually any distinguishing details about the child, except for the child is cooperative with authorities.
And is it clear that there is one victim in this case?
What I gathered, we have one victim at this time. They're looking at one victim case with multiple counts. That means there's been more than one incident with the child. They wouldn't specify how many counts, and they didn't specify the dates, but they have a number of events over a period of time. Each one of these counts could carry from 3 to 8 years prison term.
I understand you've gotten a response of some kind from a spokesman for Michael Jackson. What did he have to say?
Yes. Mr. Jackson is calling the allegations false, and his spokesman, Stuart Backerman, says that Michael would never harm a child in any way. These scurrilous and totally unfounded allegations will be proven false in a courtroom.
Is it clear at this point how or when Michael Jackson would turn himself in to authorities?
No, it remains somewhat unclear. And even in the press conference the prosecutor and the sheriff gave earlier, they did not indicate whether they knew exactly the location of Mr. Jackson. Obviously, they're seeking his surrender, asking him to turn himself in. There's a potential $3 million bail if he does turn himself in here. And we're just going to have to see what happens next.
Richard, there was a case, both a civil and a criminal case, filed against Michael Jackson 10 years ago. Can you remind us what happened with those cases?
Mr. Jackson, in a criminal investigation and in a civil case, was accused by a 13-year-old boy of molesting him on multiple occasions. A subsequent investigation by Los Angeles County prosecutors and Santa Barbara County prosecutors ended up essentially stalling when the victim in question declined to make himself available for any sort of testimony in the case. That came after the civil matter filed by the boy's family was settled for $15 million, as we understand.
And so the criminal case then was dropped?
The criminal case was essentially dropped because, in the words of the DA at the time, we declined to file charges related to any of the alleged victims at this time because of the legal unavailability of the primary alleged victim.
Did authorities in this current case say that the victim was prepared to testify?
Yes. In this case, the DA has very carefully characterized the victim as cooperative.
Michael Jackson has three children of his own. I believe he has sole custody of them. What happens to those children once Michael Jackson is arrested?
Given the nature of the allegations, typically in California, social services for his particular county, this being Santa Barbara, would immediately become involved. Typically, they would seek to remove the children from the home. Now, that may mean putting them with another relative. For instance, they'll send it to, like, the grandparents' house or some other house and then tell them they can only have, like, supervised visits with those children while the criminal matter is pending.
Okay. Richard Winton, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Richard Winton is a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times.